here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Wait. Where's Spike? I'm trying to unmute you, Spike.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we are here at undisclosed locations. We are in bunkers, we are in pens, and we are at PALs all over this place. We can't tell you where we are because 6 feet of distancing. So, this is going to be what we call an award-deserving show. So, without further ado, you know what I have to do? I have to introduce the crew. But before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, we have to have a on-show board survey. Because now I'm going to ask this cast, so matter of fact, let me go back the other way. Let me introduce the crew. The first sound you're going to hear will be the man we like to call Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a Karen to a manager's ass.
And they are plentiful and everywhere.
Wow.
Really. The next sound you hear is the man who put the music through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the peanut butter on the side of the bread that hits the floor.
Oh, that usually doesn't happen in the neighborhood.
When you drop a peanut butter sandwich, the peanut butter side hits the floor.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's called gravity. But anyway, now the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and you should know this if you're a loyal listener to the Spike on the Mic Show, the reason we're here is because the one, the only, Voice of Reason. Voice the Reason, how you sticking?
He has to unmute himself.
Baby steps. Voice, are you there?
All right. A man has to keep three things in mind. I've decided that mine are breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Those are good things. Yeah.
Those are good things.
I'm fond of all of those.
Leave that hanging just like that, huh? All right. Yeah. Well, somebody else that usually can follow that logic, because he is an over logical person, we like to call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like coronavirus to the news cycle.
It is everywhere. One day it will go away, or we'll just talk about it on the side. Speaking of somebody on the side.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, okay. That was out loud. Let's go to somebody who
makes this show. Tiffany is a respectable person. Yeah.
Oh, make this show beautiful, Mullis. We like to call her Tiffany. Tiffany, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like a 12-inch ruler to a microphone.
There you go.
Somebody had to do it.
Hey, yeah. Really? With a caution Q-tip on the end of it, right? I'm sorry. It is a pop screen.
It's a
vibe screen. All right, so as I tried to start the show with, I want to talk about this. This is an award-deserving show.
Oh, is that what this is?
This is an award-deserving show, but I have to ask the cast and crew a couple questions, or one question. I need you guys to give me your answer. And I will ask you the name, and you tell me which one you prefer, the name, or what word would you prefer, camp counselors or resistant fighters? And I'll start out with you, PW, camp counselors or resistant fighters?
Oh, resistance fighters. I picture myself with an Uzi.
Dr. Captain Clark, camp counselor or resisting fighters?
Resistance fighters sounds cooler.
Yeah. Okay, damn.
Although camp counselors probably have more sex, so.
That's true, yeah, that's true.
So,
but, you know, we only have one girl, so that's going to be kind of.
Hold on a second. Who in the set this has anything to do with y'all?
Right.
Okay, so you picking resistant fighters or camp counselors?
No, put me down for camp counselors. It's been a long quarantine.
Okay, PLCs. We'll get to PLCs. All right, then we'll go with Miss Tiffany. Camp counselors or resisting fighters?
definitely resistance fighters. Sounds like you can have some powerful weapons.
Yeah.
All y'all want to save the whistle. World. All right, and Bill Smuts, camp counselors or resistant fighters?
Despite the alliteration of camp counselors, I will have to go with resistance fighters because I think it's more appropriate for this show.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's go back to that first part. You said despite their alliteration?
Alliteration, yes.
What does that mean?
That's when you have two letter. Words with the same first awesome. Letter.
They sound good together.
Yeah. Camp oh. counselor, that would be oh. alliterative.
Like resistance wrangler, even though that's an RW.
That I know, that would still work. Yeah.
So what you're saying is the two words that start with the same letter is
or the same sound.
Same sound, but generally you have the same letter that has the same sound.
Like Chinese checkers.
Like Wet Willy?
Wet yeah. Willy, that's alliterative, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. And voice of reason, camp counselor or resistant fighters?
Since I have my choice, camp counselor.
All right.
Of course. Oh,
of course. Well, you know, this. What happens now, is...
Could I offer one more?
Yes.
Yardstick Yahoo.
Yardstick Yahoo.
I'll take the third. I'll take option C.
Okay. Well, Yardstick Yahoos?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll add that. Let's start at PW. Not yes. PW. You at Yardstick Yahoos?
Yeah, I'm going
there.
All right,
there. Dr. Captain Clark, camp counselors, resisting fighters, or Yardstick Yahoos?
I'm sticking with camp counselors.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He wants to get laid.
I think that you're going to mess up Yardstick Yahoos a dozen times in the show, so I'll go with it.
Are you going with Yahoo Yahoos? I mean, you know?
1 out of 12.
All right, Tiffany.
What? I still
what? Always...
You gonna stay with resistant fighters?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
And then
you, mean yard, you suggested Yardstick Yahoos.
No, PW did.
I did. Yeah.
All right, my bad.
You just confused PW with Tiffany.
Yes. Yeah. So which voice of reason. You know, often happens. Yeah.
Voice of reason: Yardstick Yahoos or resistant fighters or camp count counselors.
I mean, camp counselor, I've got a choice, right?
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Times.
Well, I just confused myself on the count. So, dang nabbit. 1, 2, 3. We have 3 Yahoos, and we have 2 camp counselors, and then 1 resistant fighter. So, who wins? Who wins that boat, you guys? You help
Tiffany.
Me out on that.
Tiffany wins.
Oh, I win.
I totally think so, because... You pick the coolest name, really, you know.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what we choose. You're just going to overrule us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly.
All right, well, so since this is today is an award-deserving show, we will no longer, ladies and gentlemen, be featured as the illegal riffraff in the shipping container.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Ooh. Now, we will now be featured as...
Resistance fighters.
The resistance fighters us. Of... Stalag 312.
Stalag 312.
Yeah. I was going to go Stalag 13, but that was taken.
Yeah.
Stalag 312. So now, let's remember that. You guys are now the resistant fighters of Stalag 312.
312. That's beautiful.
There we go. Now we got to change all our...
Tiffany looks our- so confused.
I'm just like...
525? 312.
Yeah. So we
Stalag 312. Yeah. Let's start digging a tunnel.
Yeah, we got to change all our promotions and all our hats, uniforms, ID yeah. badges, oh. postcards, everything. Even the blimp's going to have to start changing to resistant fighters of Stalag 313. Huh?
What blimp?
Yeah. Well, you know, during special occasions, we fly a blimp over
yeah,
the city.
That's one of our advertisers.
Yeah, it says everything.
Tiffany, you know how many? You know how we have a whole bunch of awards. We also have the same amount of blimps.
Deserving yeah. ones.
Yeah.
Wake up! You must have got hit hard at the gym or something.
Yes, this yeah, is a really. Blimp deserving show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in case you guys are wondering, we are a caller driven show. You can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Don't say that. People will call in.
I was wondering if I got that clean through without some interruption on there. So, And since we're a caller-driven show, you know that, ladies and gentlemen, that we do things right here. We are here for three reasons.
Oh.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh, my God. That's the first time Clark has danced.
Oh, man.
Did you notice that? Yeah.
Oh, he did. Look. Man. All right. So, doing that also.
Wait, I'm out of breath. Oh.
You and me both.
Yeah.
So, we also like to give a big shout out and a big, huge, huge shout out to our supporting sponsors.
Ooh. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct, since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Are we here? Yeah. No? Okay. How about now?
Yeah?
Yeah, there we are.
Everybody else.
Mute yourself.
Tiffany just pointed out that our chat room is getting spammed, apparently.
Yes. We see this?
Yeah.
We are getting spammed.
Our chat room is...
Boy, he's excited.
Yeah.
But you can hear us on spikeonthemic.com and also on Radio
It Saints. Looks like the voice is reading it out loud there at home. Yeah. Because there's a lot of porn.
So excited.
You know.
I've never seen him smile so much.
All right, so now we got all those other formalities out of the way, ladies and gentlemen. I think it is now time for us to do topic changing music.
Oh!
Topic. By the way, real quick, we probably Chase Elliott finished third last night.
Oh, yeah, Chase Elliott came in third place.
Free pickles.
Yeah, free fried pickles at your neighborhood Hooters.
Participating Hooters, yeah. Well, one day, ladies and gentlemen, we will have the ability to take advantage of those free fried pickles.
I know, yeah. Hey. Oh, by the way, I spoke to Isis this afternoon, and she starts back at Hooters tomorrow. She's all excited.
All right, that'd be great. Also, let me ask you about that, about the free fried pickles from Chase Elliott's win within the top 10.
Yes.
How long does that last? Does anyone know?
This season, at least.
One at a time. Say what, Stephanie?
We got some pickle IOUs.
I know, yeah.
So, Smosh, you are familiar with
the next day, but I don't know what they're doing now with the schedule running on Sunday, Wednesday. On the next day. So it would be just on this Monday if indeed it's the same thing as it was this last year.
They're sponsoring four races this year. They're committed to four as a sponsor. So I think they're just sticking to that, you know.
Finish top 10.
Yeah, top 10.
I know, but top 10, but you say you have to be there.
I know, it used to be on Sundays, but, you know, now the season is compressed.
It's the Tuesday is typically what it is.
Yeah. Do we know for sure that they're serving them? Because I believe they scaled their menu back. They're not offering them.
Oh, no, that would be awful.
That's an excellent question, which means it's one free French fry.
Oh, God, that's hardly worth it. Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to say this. So I'm guessing with it, it's the next day you have to redeem your winning. So if a Sunday race, you get it Monday. And I guess on Wednesday, you have to get it on Thursday.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. All right. So now that we've done topic changing music, I'd like to call this first topic here, finally, some fake news.
Finally, some fake news.
Yeah. Now, you guys know with this Corona C-19 thing going all over the place, you know, there are some people or in some companies that are taking advantage of this. And Sarah Arch, that's a call, that's her name. She couldn't believe her own eyes when she saw on Facebook an ad. And guess what the ad was? It was claiming that her entire family, somebody, my her entire family.
That's it. Somebody's backing up.
Yeah. Her entire family had
Tiffany,
died.
Tiffany, are you backing up?
Contrasting the coronavirus. So she said she was horrified and upset, and she felt, quote unquote, violated to the fact that they had a someone had picked up a family photo of her entire friend, I mean family, that they had taken a picture, and it was used in an ad trying to drum up the concerns and the seriousness of the coronavirus.
Damn.
Now, the thing that really got her upset is they also added another child, and the other boy said he was a lone survivor. The entire family had died, and he was a lone survivor.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
This is terrible.
Wow. It's terrible.
They killed off her family, but they added a member to her family, right?
That wasn't even
good. Well, lose some, win some.
Mike, were you the survivor?
No, we were not. But the funny thing was that the lady said she has no idea, of course, who the surviving kid is, and she got a bum rush of phone calls from all her family members and everybody claiming and say, oh, you know, giving their condolences. And
plus, oh, that's nice.
And she said a lot of people were surprised when she answered the phone, which is kind of odd. But so
why then why'd they call?
Call that phone of all things, right?
Did you
right.
Because you called. Yeah.
So I guess the question would lead to the Freedom Fighters of Starlock 312.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is going to be hard. It's good. You know, change is hard.
And what, it was the Freedom Fighters? I thought it was the Resistance Fighters.
Yeah. So that's two.
You like the alliteration, see? Freedom Fighters. There you go.
Yeah, I think I like that better than the Resistance Fighters. I'm going to go with that, all right? So I know
we don't
you guys
like freedom. I mean, if it's we don't want freedom. That's where I'm, why else would we be on the Spike and the Mike show if we were for freedom?
No, that's why y'all fighting freedom. Y'all fighting for freedom.
That's why we're resistance. Yes, we're not freedom fighters. We're fighting right. The idea of freedom.
Do you remember when I gave out the voting, you said it doesn't matter. He's going to call it what it is anyway?
Yeah, that's true.
What? Survey specialists.
Okay, let's just go with that. I already said that stuck in my mind. You guys are now the Freedom Fighters of Starlock 312.
Oh, that's nice.
So, oh, God. Now we got to change the blimp sign again.
Yeah.
So the question is, like, how serious do you guys have to take? I mean, do you take advertisements on the social media, such as Facebook and internets and IG? That can be violating. Don't you think? Do you guys think that's violating? And does she have any kind of legal recourse? And I'll start out with you, Tiffany.
I mean, it's violating, but it's everything on the internet. Whether you agree with this or not, Spike, but it's all fake.
What? It's all of it?
It's like having a fake account on, or like a fake Facebook account when people like recreate a whole thing with your thing on it. People do it. It should get expected.
Yeah.
Or people save your photos and put it on their account, create everything on Instagram or Tinder or whatever you need to do.
Right.
All right. Doesn't shock me.
Doesn't shock you. Okay, voice of reason?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I think that's should be done that way.
I guess the topic really doesn't call for
a yes or no answer.
Yeah, or no answer. Yeah, really. So, Dr. Captain Clark, what's your opinion on Facebook using this lady's family and everybody died but some made-up kid?
Well, I could be wrong about this, but isn't part of the Facebook terms of service that when you agree to use their service, they have access to all your stuff?
Yep.
So this kind of thing can happen, and whether you read it all or not, you sort of signed off on it. So it sucks, but it's probably not illegal. So
yeah. So all right, Smuts.
Welcome to social media.
Yeah. PWs.
Smuts beat me.
Oh, welcome to the social media. Yeah. Well, she has said she's contacted Facebook. Now, that's even interesting. How do you contact Facebook? I guess
it's really hard. I've tried.
Question.
Say what, Smuts?
There's a contact button just on your webpage. Did you go up there?
Yeah, I know, but they never answer you.
And they investigate, and then they take action.
And then they say unlucky.
But they have freedom fighters.
There. Yeah, freedom fighters. All right, well, we have freedom fighters at Starlock 312. All right, yeah, well, anyway, so my opinion on that, I'm thinking along with you guys, that might be a too bad, so sad kind of thing. But on the other side, she's not going to pay for it. They must be a good-looking family for
dead people, yeah.
Yeah. But the thing, it really wasn't, according to it wasn't Facebook. It was some company or some advertisement people trying to sell the severity of the coronavirus. Matter of fact, I see it now. It was an advertisement for a face mask company.
Was it a GoFundMe account or something?
No, it was just
a face mask company. Mask.
Serious. So.
Yeah.
So it was a Go Face Mask Me account.
No.
Really. So it's out there, guys. Be careful on what you do. I have no idea why she says something about the Food and Drug Administration. I don't. Do they have anything to do with face masking with content on the internet?
No.
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 Oh, I'm sorry. She
has anything to do with the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, she says that the company goes on to claim that the masks are the most efficient respirators on the market, and they have been approved by the FDA. Wow, so this company was really spamming and scamming these people here. God, well, we are a giant social media, and that is what happens out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, no, so I know I shouldn't say this on the radio because people listening can't see us. But Clark appears to be on the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
He's really lit up bright.
Right.
Yeah.
He's extremely bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Does that hurt, Clark?
Wow.
I'm in my car, as I am every week, and the sun is going down.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
You know, it happens every day.
Like really?
Yeah, every day at the same, not the same spot, same place.
Always the same time.
It looks very dramatic.
Looks like powder.
Changing. It's getting later each day until June 19th and or June 20th, and then it will get earlier.
There we go.
There's those facts that we could not hear.
There's the facts we needed.
Yes, serious. All right, so let's go ahead and knock out this next topic. Topic changing music.
Oh.
Your family's dead. Read about it on Facebook. Right on the mic show.
Yeah. Really, see, this is a good reason why I shouldn't give you guys the name of the topics beforehand, because Toppy changing music, he might have used that one in the first thing, right? Yeah. So
that's at least gone in with it with some excitement.
Yeah, yes. So at least that gives us something to look forward to that we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never know that. Yeah.
That didn't come out right. Didn't come out right at all. That gives us something to look forward to that we are so eager to find out what the next topic is about.
All right.
So how about this? The next topic I like to call this, See What Had Happened Was.
See What Had Happened Was.
Right. Now, this one definitely, I just need you guys, Freedom Fighters of Starlock 312, to just comment on some of these things here. I went out and I saw some of the top 10 things that people think are illegal but isn't, and I need to figure out how you guys I want to know how you guys feel about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm gonna start out with the bottom one, and then you got start out with 10 and work my way up to all number right.
That's perfect.
One.
Yeah.
All right,
legal, but it's, you don't think it is.
No, you think it's illegal, but it's not.
Yeah, or it gives you the feeling that this is illegal, what I'm doing. Right. Gives me this illegal feeling.
But it's perfect. All right,
7:25.
Thank you for pointing out the time.
Oh, it's at 7:25 on Monday. She thinks she's doing something illegal. All right, how about this?
25.
Going through the airport.
Right.
Security. Security. Does that give you guys a sense of something is wrong? Even if you're not doing anything wrong, it gives you that anxiety effect. Yay or nay?
What do you mean? Just going through it?
To airport security.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you feel like something bad's going to happen? They're going to stop you, take away your shorts or something, you know.
No.
No. Every time.
So that one does not bother you guys at all?
No.
It bothers me. I don't like people looking through my stuff.
Yeah, Clark?
And I've already lost a Swiss Army knife there. And, you know, those things are expensive and beautiful, and they just took it away from me.
Dr. Captain?
No, that doesn't bother me.
Smarts?
Yeah, it so bothered me, I didn't know what we were talking about.
Okay, there we go. Well, maybe. All right. How about this? Number 9 is getting a check from your insurance company to fix your car, but then taking it to a garage, getting it fixed for a lower amount than the check, and pocketing the difference. Does that give you kind of some kind of anxiety, PW?
No, not at all. That's how the world works.
How about you, Smarts?
Same thing.
All right. You don't remember what we're talking about, all right?
No. Same thing as PW said.
Yeah.
People do. That's it.
That's life, huh? All right.
Get the check that you're paying for the insurance. They give you that. And, hey, so what? I decide to not quite get that one little ding.
Exactly.
Right. Dr. Captain?
Yeah, the insurance company doesn't price out what you're actually getting done to your car. They have a series of charts and stuff that determine the value of whatever your accident is, and they give you that money. How you spend it, you can't be penalized for being a good shopper.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, right. And voice of reason?
Sounds so unlikely. I mean, they don't never give you enough money.
Okay.
That's only when it's totaled. They never give you enough.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Otherwise, they give you a value of what the stuff is. You just got to make sure that value is under the car.
Yeah.
Right. PWs?
I started, remember?
No, I don't. That's why I came back to you.
All right. Go to Tiff.
Go to Tiffany. All right.
Yeah.
It's
winning. There's nothing wrong with it. It actually brings me back to when I was in college. I'm not going to say just in case they're listening and
come
after me now, but no, you used to get money for your books and then you could never spend all of the money or you'd have extra money because you would buy the used books.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh.
And plus you pay every month for insurance.
That's what's the purpose of it, right?
Give me some of it back.
Right. And like I say, this was a survey of, it didn't say how many people who get that feeling that they're doing something illegal when it's really not. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering how the freedom fighters feel about that. So how about this one? Using a store restroom without buying anything. Does that give you a sense of something just not right about this? Dr. Captain?
I'm sorry, a truck was going by. What's the question?
Using the store restroom and not buying anything.
Oh, no, I don't feel bad about that. I'm not costing the store any money. I appreciate them making that available to me.
That's interesting.
I probably visit that store more and buy stuff than I do just going there for the restroom. So,
Tiff?
No, I think it's normal, especially if you have kids.
Yeah, W?
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm getting over. I'm liable to pee twice. Just, you know.
And not
just
buy anything
them.
In the store?
Just to beat them. Yeah.
Just to beat them. All right, Smarts.
I guess it varies. I mean, did you go in with the intention of shopping? You saw nothing there? Or is it like pulling over, running inside, squeezing your cheeks, and running, where's your bathroom? I think there's a little bit of a different thing. You know, at that point, you get in there and go, All right, I'll buy the you got any candy bars at the front door? I'll get a candy bar or something. You know, then you don't have to do that. But I guess it depends on how you feel when you have to use that.
Right. Hey, voice of reason?
Yeah, I feel guilty. What's the most expensive thing you've got in the store?
I'll buy it. Yeah.
Right. So that leaves a point
just
of question.
Just because I peed. Yeah.
If you go in the stores and use a restroom, do you feel – you don't feel obligated to buy something?
I mean, yeah, I really do.
Well, if there's no line, and yeah, if there's a bunch of people, I can just walk right back out.
Wow. Oh, okay.
No, I actually wait at home until it really hurts, and then I go to the mall so that I can crap in somebody's restroom. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How about this one? Taking your own food into the movie theater. Does that not give you a sense of guilt? And I'll go ahead and get hit out.
I'm going to go back to the one thing right there, the last thing. You don't know what people have. What about those people who have Crohn's and colitis? Or what about you? Not. I mean, some people have situations that mean they get IBS.
Right, and they're very grateful.
Yeah, they're grateful for a restroom.
They can go use the restroom. But, I mean, you're looking at it. He said, wow, like it's a problem. I'm like, dude, there's people that if you got to go, you got to go. And you know what? I'll frequent that place again if I have to next time. I just don't need to get it this time.
So based on what you said, you get on the Crohn's and colitis website and say, everybody, go to this store?
Yeah. I think they have a list on the Crohn's and colitis website. Yeah. These are the places that won't stop you from taking a dump. Yeah.
Oh.
Like that green book, huh? Hey, if you ever in Tampa,
yes,
got Crohn's and colitis, go to Spencer's.
I'm just curious how you've now said three times in a row Crohn's and colitis correct.
Actually, I thought it was wrong. I almost said Crohn's and kaleidoscope. That's what I really was going to say.
No, I like the taking a dump green book. That's fabulous.
Wow. Okay. Well,
kaleidoscope's what it looks like sometimes if you have your kaleidoscope.
Yeah, it's true. It can be kind of pretty.
Serious. How about this? I'm taking food into the movie theaters. Does that give you a sense of guilt? Voice of reason.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. You got to sneak it in there.
Well, yeah. We know you're sneaking it in there.
Do you feel guilty?
Yeah. Do you feel guilty?
A sense of guilt.
You do feel it?
Oh, yeah. Sneak guilt.
Okay. Tiffany's?
No. I feel a sense of saving money. Take that to your inner thigh. They search your purse these days, you know.
Wait. What did you just say? Tape it to your inner
thigh. Wait, she's got a ham sandwich taped to her inner thigh. I love that.
Damn, she ain't taking no ice cream in that mother trucker, huh? Yeah. Jeez. Dr. Captain Clark.
Yeah, I've managed movie theaters in the past, and when you do that, you're taking money out of the movie theater's pocket.
Exactly. That's the only money they make.
Because, movie theaters don't make money off the ticket revenue, except in very rare circumstances. They make all their money at the concession stands.
Yeah. All right, so how do you feel about that if y'all ever bust Tiffany with taped ham sandwiches to a thousand?
At least I buy the $20 bottle of water.
Yeah, Sam, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, y'all broke even? So, Dr. Captain Clark, would you, like, kick her out of the movie theater if you found a ham sandwich on her thigh?
No, I don't. God. Well, if I'm frisking her to that degree, I'm not looking for a ham sandwich. So.
Oh, yeah.
The least I can do is let her keep it.
Oh, yeah. Especially because you know the cheese is melted.
I'll just say it's my catheter bag.
Oh,
God. You really want to get that sandwich in the movies, don't you?
Listen, I know movie snacks are expensive, and I get why people do it, and I to some extent, I agree. Some people take that to the extreme. Some people bring in, like, fried chicken meals and they don't sneak in a candy bar that they're just going to munch on. They bring in spaghetti and meatballs or something.
And barbecue are like on the ground.
Barbecue, yeah, it's real, ridiculous.
That's spite.
If you're doing that, stay your ass at home and watch Netflix.
He's bringing in those Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then a whole group of people from Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Opening up that back door and bring in the barbecue grill. All right. DW, did I hit you up on that?
No, you didn't. I would never dream of bringing food into the movie theater.
Because?
However, if I got a sniff of Tiffany's thighs,
oh my God,
you know, I might be hankering some ham.
Yeah.
You
know? Really.
Oh my God.
You the one put the ham sandwich on your thigh.
Yeah. I never said anything about a ham sandwich.
You did.
What else could you put?
You said, what else are you going to tape to your thighs?
I don't even.
Pretzels?
You can't put ice cream there.
I would. You like just put a box of candy or something. You go in. I always buy the soft pretzels and a bottle of water.
Oh, all right. See, well, if I sniff a soft pretzel on your thighs, I'm getting in there. Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh. Get a box of a soft pretzels or water. I got a box of
Hey, well, Steve is gone. I'm sorry about the people that can't see this. Look at that sight.
Look at that setup.
And you talked about that.
And we're worried about sneaking food into it.
I know, yeah.
That, right. Which, keep in mind, aren't even open right now. This is happening right now.
Right now.
Steve's setup looks like it was installed by the Little Rascals.
You hit me up.
Yeah.
I did?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I got
it. It looks like a mail distributing center.
Yeah. Can't even speak. It's a lot of stuff. Or you've been welcome. You've been on the Spike and the Mike show too long. All right. I got a couple more real quick. How about this one?
All right.
Do you feel guilty parents allowing their children to taste wine or liquor at their home during special occasions? All right, Tiffany, I don't even think I need to ask you this. How you feel about that? Do you feel guilty?
I am Italian, number one.
There you go.
I grew up drinking boxed wine when I came home from school and eating tomatoes.
Yeah.
Listen, you go for gold. That's when you start training those livers.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Let them get sick early because as they grow older,
They'll
either see how far they can go or not. Me, I push the limit. But
you built a great tolerance for it, huh?
Okay, yeah, Tiffany. Tiffany, you need to know that coming home and eating tomatoes and drinking boxed wine is the latchkey kid equivalent of having a microphone taped to a yardstick. All right?
No.
That's some ghetto-ass stuff right there.
Oh, no. He doesn't understand being Italian.
Back in the 80s, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to get home, huh?
Yeah. That's not what everybody did.
Yeah, serious. Some of us.
That's what you did.
Yeah, really. Because we never ate tomatoes like that.
I literally would drink boxed wine, eat tomatoes, and watch Star Trek.
Oh, nice.
I'm not even joking.
That's fabulous, yeah.
That was your day, huh?
Every day they came home from school.
Yeah.
Damn. Wasn't there a point when you asked your other friends, like, hey, so do you guys go home and have a big snack of tomatoes when you get home? And, like, nobody else said yes, and then you realized that you were the only one that did that?
Yeah. I don't think I really even cared to ask.
Yeah.
that works. All right, Bill Smuts, does that bring a sense of guilt of parenting letting their kids taste liquor at home for family occasions?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, a taste sounds like it's like one sip. It's like, why not just let them have the whole bottle?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And Pete, and Voice of Reason?
Yeah, I like tomatoes, wine.
Yes, but as a underage kid,
what's age to do with it? I mean, you're just as young as you feel.
Oh, okay.
You're under adult supervision. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or in your case, you're just as young as the woman you feel.
Whoa! Oh.
Yikes!
Yeah, really.
Nicely done.
All right, and so let me go ahead and get this last one in here. is a, how about this? This is a thing that's not illegal, but it makes people feel real.
Wait,
guilty.
I don't get to chime in on the wine.
PW,
and the,
what do you think?
I think it's fabulous. Yeah, having wine and tomatoes. Yeah.
All right, and the last thing here that makes that people think is guilty, illegal, but makes them feel guilty, and this is passing a officer on the streets because he's driving too slow.
Oh,
it
man.
Gives people a sense of
hey, oh,
guilt.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Now,
I have personal experience.
So, PW, let me ask you this. Does that make you feel guiltier?
No, it doesn't make me feel guilty, but it makes me feel really pissed off when they pull me over.
When he pulls you over?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had it happen to me where, you know, the police pulls me over and actually says, you just passed me.
Well, you were going slow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They actually felt affronted to be passed. And, you know, that I can't abide by that.
So, all right, Smart, since I know you have a heavy foot.
No, I don't feel guilty if they're going below the speed limit.
Yeah.
But if they're going above the speed limit, yeah, then, well, then that's just stupid. But, yeah.
I would never pass them then. Yeah.
Do your knuckles get tighter on the steering wheel when you are passing a police officer?
No, I just make sure I buckle my seatbelt before I do.
Okay. Yeah. Tiffany's?
No, burn rubber.
Yeah.
Burn rubber.
You are a freedom fighter. That oh, is. All right, is. Dr. Kevin Clark.
The only time I pass a police officer on the street is when he's actually pulled over assisting a motorist, and then I drive by blasting my horn and saying, move your ass, you lard-ass donut-eating bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. So
you don't say, can I help you, sir, with whatever problem? No.
Oh. You're holding that tall guy down? All right, I'm sorry. Sorry, yeah. wrong show. All right, Voice of Reason?
I don't do it. I don't care if he was down to like 5 miles an hour. I stay right behind him.
Good move. Wow. Good move.
Passing a police officer.
Like 18 inches with flashing your lights.
Yes.
None of that. I just
come on.
I stop.
Serious. Yeah. All right. No. I definitely cringe when I pass. Well, when I pass.
Oh, stop.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's different for colored people.
Is it because you're tall?
It's exactly because I'm tall. I'm doing. I don't
get a tall cop.
I'm calling BS on Spike's story.
Really?
Because?
Yeah, and I'd like to give some background. Spike and I won't give the whole story, but we were at an event a while back, and there wound up being a lot of police there.
Oh,
and when
I know.
Spike left, he got pulled over about 2 blocks away, and he didn't really mention the fact that, well, he was driving with his headlights off. In the middle of the night. So
yeah, well, I didn't want to get seen.
You yeah. So I really doubt that you care what the cops think about you. When you're
yeah,
not
that's right. True.
So
yeah, well, true. But I try to avoid them. How about that? If a cop is in front of me, I'm making a right or a left.
With your headlights off in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's a dumb move.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's knock out this quick topic, changing music.
Oh.
Do you feel guilty for listening to Spike on the Mike Show? You should. Spike on the Mike Show.
All right. I like to call this topic here. Man, TV is way out there now.
Man, TV is way out there now.
It is.
Yeah, way out there. And like I say, I don't know if you guys are into reality shows, but have y'all seen this new show called Labor of Love?
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's a new show that's premiering probably this month or next month. I think it's the end of May. And let me tell you the premise of this show.
We couldn't have seen it.
That's true. What happens, it's sort of on the same lines of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. And it's hosted by, I'm going to ask you, Tiffany, because you're a chromosome. Did you ever see Sex in the City?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's hosted by one of the Sex and the City stars, Kristen Davis. and I kind of like her, but I'm surprised she's doing this. This is a show where 15 guys are competing to impregnate a woman.
Oh, man.
This is ridiculous.
Man, no. Come on.
Exactly. The show title is called Labor of Love, and they have a contestant. This lady here, she says she's approaching 40, and her time clock is ticking.
Right. So she needs to be impregnated.
So if all 15 have sex, how do they know who the dad is?
Then they go to Murray Pervick.
Murray.
Yeah. Hey, Murray.
Murray Pervick. Yeah.
So the premise of this show is every episode, she would eliminate one of the guys. You know, they would all try to. This is odd. The 15 guys would compete for her affection. And in the first episode, they all had to submit a glue sample so they can see which one of them had the most chromosomes moving in there.
A glue sample?
Yeah.
Glue sample.
What's a sample?
Yeah.
You guys know what a glue sample is?
Sure.
Do you know what basic biology is? that ain't glue.
Well, they have to submit a glue sample to see which one of them has the most, I guess, ants in them that's moving around.
Swimmers?
Yeah, those things there.
Ants?
And that guy has an immunity to actually stay on the show for next week, I guess. And then she eliminates these guys going on. Now,
this is stupid.
You know what? I'm wondering if I ever built a time machine, I think I'd like to go back to Spike on the Mic's sixth grade biology class.
Hold on a second. Let's say we did that. You went back to my sixth grade class.
Yeah.
And you took roll call. It'd be Peter, Thad, Alice, Lisa, Spike.
Brady Bunch?
Yeah, Spike on the Mic.
I went to an all short school, so.
Oh, man.
Well, at least 98% of them were short. So,
just trying to figure out where we get all the glue and ants as opposed to any.
Yeah.
Is that ants?
When you were learning, they would say assimilate something with the topic that you will remember it with.
Yeah, that's the way they did one sixth grade biology class that we had.
That's how you did it, a voice?
In biology class in the sixth grade, and that's
for me. All right, I took it in sixth grade. Did you take it in eighth grade then?
Freshman.
Okay, ninth grade.
I'm just trying to visualize somebody having the talk and saying, "Daddy, where do babies come from?" Well, when a man loves a woman and has some ants,
he gives them
glue on them
from the glue.
Yeah.
You guys can't make it. You guys can't make it in the streets. So
no,
the thing is,
not.
Like,
okay, yeah.
Hey, I'm like, this is just a wasted. Anyway, so those guys, they fight for her. Actually, I think I saw the previews on the internet somewhere. They actually fight for her affection and hurt this person's love. Now, question to the freedom fighters of Starlet 312.
Yeah, 312.
312. Do you guys think that this is a little bit much? Now, before you answer, think about this. This lady has been out there for up close to 40 years trying to find the appropriate. She said she couldn't find a mate, husband, and all that. And so, you know, the clock is ticking, and this is one cool way of getting it. So is this crazy? Tiffany, you being a chromosome, what's your opinion on that?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Listen, I get it. I need to get pregnant before I'm 40. But I'm not going on TV to try and do this.
All right, I will.
To get glue samples.
God.
Get glue samples, yeah.
I need glue
every
samples.
Day. The clock is ticking. Okay.
All right, he's going to do it.
Everybody,
he'll get around to it. Yeah.
All right, so PWs?
No, I'm not going to do it. I've done it, and it didn't work out that well.
Hey, voice of reason.
Well, isn't that the way it always works? TV or not TV?
I don't know what you mean. Is that the way it always works?
Like 40 guys and.
Oh, yeah. And one Tiffany? Yeah. Oh.
Really? All right, Dr. Captain Clark?
From 39 of them?
Well, first of all, how's this different from any other reality dating show.
So yeah. Stupid. That's why I don't watch TV.
Yeah. And secondly, she's been wandering around for 20 years and can't find the right guy and goes to reality TV. She's not looking hard enough.
Oh, all right. Bill Smuts?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't even the screwiest TV idea I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if she wants a sperm donor, just go to the damn sperm bank.
Yeah.
So
that's what it's going to turn into. They're not going to stay together.
Right. But she's saying she knows that. But she also said, there's a chance I can find love and happiness because they have those shows.
Sure, that's how it'll work out.
That's like real life.
But, you know, let's look in that lady's shoes. All right, so she lives in some, let's say, Cleveland or somewhere where there's not a lot of attractive glue-making people in her eyes. So if you go on a reality show, they're always going to be the attractive people or the people that want to be attractive on TV and celebrities. So,
well, they're real glue producers. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good pool of they're almost a pick from, don't you think?
Yeah.
Go on Tinder.
Elmer's to think from.
They're all attention starved. They're all going to be narcissists.
Right. But if they were willing to go out there and submit samples and give this lady what she wants, and so they will be.
They're willing to become famous, is what they're willing to do.
But they may not be famous. They may just be attached because of a little kid now.
They could do that at the sperm bank.
No, I think this woman wants to know the father.
Yeah. Hey, that's why she has a ham sandwich on her thigh. Yeah.
Hey, you want to go to the movies?
Yeah.
Go to the movies and get frisked.
Oh, yeah.
Get really frisked. Yeah.
You know, since everything comes in these series and episodes now, I do not want to see the bonus scenes.
Hey, you know what the toughest part about making a deposit at the sperm bank is?
Nope.
Walking in going, oh, where do I put this?
I'm ready.
Oh my God.
I'm ready to go.
You know what's going to happen is she'll end up getting pregnant. Then the next series will be Who's Her Daddy?
Yeah, that's on the guy show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Claire.
But, yeah. Damn, God. But my really problem is that this is really promoting all kind of sex everywhere. I understand that the Bachelor and the Bachelorette and all those other movies like that, but this one is definitely saying we are trying to quote unquote
smash.
Yeah, smash. There we go. Good street word. Yeah.
You haven't watched like those TV shows, like I think it's called Sex Island, where they just go onto an island and have sex. See how many people they get sex with.
That's a joke.
Wow.
They have to have that.
There is stuff exactly like that now.
TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man,
I feel sorry for the little 5-year-old, 6-year-old kids of today.
Why?
See their mommy, daddy.
This is just shattered by.
Oh, and a lot of the little kids can't fit a sandwich on their thighs.
Yeah. Oh still, my God!
He's still stuck down there. Hey, well, listen. I think this is going to show. I don't think it's going to last. Mm.
But no.
Now, episode because
they've already filmed the season.
Yeah, that's true. They got one woman who's done season one, so of course there will be a season two.
That's stupid.
Glue fan.
Yeah, and you know what? It'll be somebody's favorite show too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spike.
Yeah.
At least somebody's favorite.
Or Steve.
Show. Yeah.
It'll be Spike's favorite show.
My favorite show. Yeah. Who got glued today? We'll come up with
that.
Somebody's favorite show, too.
Serious. All right. And let's go ahead and round us up with topic change in.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, let's go to the glue factory one more time on the Spike on the Mic show.
And I hope you guys understand that, you know, glue and ants are important in the evolution of life, right?
Oh, sure,
you guys
of
know
course.
That, right?
What happens about those
people? What, in a magnifying glass?
Yeah, we've actually super glued ants to the street. What about those
word. People? To the street. That's perfect.
Yeah, nice
a
people.
Full circle.
Are you talking about the homeless people?
Oh my God.
Okay, so hey, PW.
Yeah.
Can we dump out what Clark said about this? Where do I put this?
That's not my joke, by the way. We didn't say a bad word, so there's no need to dump him.
All right, so I'd like to call this last topic, and people still fall for this.
People still fall for this.
This is just a quick top seven things that people still fall for in the year of our 2020. And starting from the bottom, we have, you get a email address or something that says hot woman in your area, enter your bank account to start chatting now.
What?
Yes. People still fall for that. And I'm assuming that these freedom fighters, you guys will not fall for such a scam, right?
Into your bank account or just a phone number?
I can't speak for all of us.
It says enter your bank account details and we'll start chatting here. You know, there's a bunch of those things out there that people are still falling for.
Well, you know, some of those ladies are really good looking.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
How about this one?
I might be doing that.
Yeah. There's these, they call these sites snake oils, where people fall for the essential oils, crystal healings, and I didn't say this, but I'm going to read this, psychic readings.
Psychic readings. Oh, psychic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two shows ago.
Alice isn't listening.
Yeah, really.
Two shows ago.
She's not a psychic. Her sister's a psychic.
Oh.
She's nothing to astrology.
She's an astronomer.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait till I get to number three. Right?
Uh-oh.
How about this? I'm going to jump over to number five. Do you guys ever see or play those grabber machines at the arcade machine?
Yeah.
The arcade games?
Yeah, they slip those things.
Oh.
They do what?
They, like, oil the car.
Oh, that's what they do? I did it maybe once or twice, and I've never was successful for it. But it is a scam, right? People fall for it and see it all the time. Yeah, I never could do that.
Control over those.
They used to have this, there was this place out in Brandon back in the day. Remember, we used to have lightning watch parties there at Barnacles.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they remember that place, Clark? And they had a claw machine with lobsters in it. And if you got live lobsters. And if you got a lobster, you would get a free lobster dinner.
Nice.
When you cut your ass, every watch party at the end of it, I'd be at that claw machine. And it's $2. You put $2 in.
I see, yeah. I've been there.
Heck yeah, I won that thing.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
you
got the lobster. It was so easy.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I do remember Barnacles. Heck yeah, I do remember
that. Yeah, what they didn't realize is that the lobsters grabbed the claw. Yeah, they're upset and they grab the claw. Yeah.
Mama,
well,
they
weren't Maine lobsters.
Oh.
Maine lobsters have the claws.
Yeah, they
there were
not Florida's.
Ooh, okay. And let's go ahead and knock out these next two right here. The number three thing there is astrologers, and this is not my list, but these are things that people still kind of fall for and do the astrologist. So let's just gloss over that one.
All right.
And then go to the number two and number one. Number two is weight loss pills and diets and creams. You guys know that is a big market for people falling for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People always go for that. And the last one, which is it's still making a bazillion dollars a day.
Wait, you're going to make fun of the cream that I rub on myself?
Yeah, that people still fall for it. Is the televangelist. TV preachers. People are all over those things there. So there you have it. I gave you guys what I like to call, what I forgot to give you out, is I used to give you knowledge of nuggets. Now we're going to call these golden nuggets of information that you take with you, right?
So don't fall for these.
Don't fall for that. Don't fall for these. So we have to do now, ladies and gentlemen, right quick, we have to go around the room and ask, what's stuck with you? Smosh, what's stuck with you tonight?
Well, you just told us you're going to give us golden showers of information every week now.
Really? What's the reason? What's stuck with you?
I don't know. After that, I'm going to no comment.
Okay. Dr. Captain Clark, what's stuck with you?
I guess I'm getting Tiffany pregnant.
Hey, that's nice. Oh,
and Tiffany, what's stuck with you?
Blue.
And PW, what's stuck with you tonight?
When I'm looking for lunch, I'm looking at her thighs.
I kind of knew that last one. Yeah. Ham sandwiches on the thighs. Actually, I'm stuck with that too. And now what really stuck there is you guys are not illegal riffraffing and shippy canes anymore. You are the great freedom fighters.
That's us.
Freedom fighters of Starlock 312. That's only four times, Smots. Only messed up four times. Ladies and gentlemen, Spike on the mic. See y'all next week. One.
Bye.